It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up a case on whether users of marijuana and other drugs can legally own firearms. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The case comes from Texas, where a man was charged with a felony for owning a gun while admitting he's a regular marijuana user. An appeals court said the federal law on guns and drug use is unconstitutional because it too broadly restricts Second Amendment rights. While the law applies to all federally outlawed drugs, it creates specific concerns for states like Colorado, which have legalized cannabis use. The justices are expected to hear oral arguments early next year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver is among a group of Democratic cities suing the Trump administration over FEMA funding. CPR's Ishan Takor reports on the suit filed yesterday.
The cities allege that FEMA is imposing unlawful conditions to federal disaster and emergency funds. Denver receives millions of dollars from FEMA each year, which fund law enforcement, nuclear weapons detection, and staff. But this year, the Trump administration said grantees must ban DEI and comply with all executive orders in order to receive the funds. A similar issue is playing out at the state level. Colorado was among a dozen states that sued over immigration requirements added to FEMA grants. A judge sided with the states last week, saying FEMA could not require them to comply. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A weather balloon may be responsible for cracking a plane's windshield mid-flight from Denver to Los Angeles last week. Windborne Systems says a United Flight 1093 likely collided with one of its balloons. The company is working with the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to further investigate. The flight safely diverted to Salt Lake City International Airport, where members switched planes. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.